crisis situations. Folks, as always, I'm your DM Ryan, joined by, I suppose, it's still the Chaos Crew, but guys, would you please sound off for me?
Rich playing Seth Lightfoot.
Mark playing Gamble Glees.
Or playing Quaterius Can't Stop Stealing.
All right, once again, I apologize for the chaos of these last few episodes. I wish I could promise you that we're getting back on track, but we're not. So let's do a recap and we'll get right into the episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, our plucky band of rogues made a quick trip outside the city to the devil-infested town of Uma. The backwater Rattlespit Tavern, they ran into some familiar faces and got to gambling. After swindling a road rash gnoll, they set their sights on a pair of bearded devils, whose fell facial hair would make a fine false mustache for their upcoming infiltration. Using a bit of luck and a lot of cheating, they were successful in shaving down the dastardly devils, but their real quarry, the Corrid, nearly got away. Following the stony face trail back to his hovel, they were surprised by his rock-bending magic and tumbled into his pit trap. Dodging boulders and beans, our merry band of rogues worked together to take down the Corrid and claim their prize, his magical mustache, the first step in creating the perfect disguises. We catch up tonight on night 3 of the expert plan. Back inside the city of Bodkali, we're going to start tonight just outside of the market district that connects to the expansive temple district of Bodkali. You can see there is a older, middle-aged human man. He has kind of these nice ceremonial blue robes on, but they're a little dusty now as he kind of kicks through the streets. He has sort of a balding head. You can see the sun has definitely aged his face, and he's clearly wearing the regalia of a worshiper of Krizik. He's kind of struggling as he pushes through the dusty, windy streets of Bodkali toward the market district. He's holding a very large, heavy burlap sack. It seems that this worshiper of Krizik has been put on laundry duty. And as he walks through these winding roads and makes his way toward the market, I will direct your attention just a bit off camera. The camera pans ever so slightly. We can see four figures all reading newspapers sitting at a small table. Can all of you give me a stealth check?
24.
A 16 or a nat 1.
Okay,
I got a 7. 16.
Even with the disadvantage, that's pretty good.
Oh, I know.
And let's do a quick roll for our boy Gort, who is pretty stealthy after all of his training with the impressive Glebnor. He got an 18, so we're going to actually go down the line here in order of the highest stealth checks. So putting down a newspaper, watching this Krizik follower move into the market district, all of you have been given a new magical item. It is called a magical mustache. It lets you cast disguise self, but only on your facial hair. So with Gamblecles, as you plop down this newspaper, what does your fake mustache look like as you're watching this man move through the streets?
I want you to imagine a barber from the 1800s or a Brooklyn douchebag. Just really perfectly curled handlebar. Not handlebar, what the fuck's it called? When you're like waxing that shit with the little hooks.
Oh, yeah.
The Snidely Whiplash.
Oh, perfect. You see, as it pans over to Gort, he puts down the newspaper and he's put a like long Fu Manchu mustache on the very end of his beak. It's kind of dangling it. And as he goes to talk and like gets in his mouth, he's like, damn it, that spits it out a little bit. Seth, as you plop down this newspaper, what does your mustache look like? Or I guess you've put it on top of your beard, so how does that look?
So it looks horrible because it doesn't match the other facial hair, and it's just like, it's like I waxed it and it went straight out. I was trying to like copy bounce Gamblecles over here, but I didn't twist it. I just pulled it out and then left the wax there, and so it's just straight.
Perfect. And finally, Quintorius,
as your trunk pushes down the newspaper and you watch this priest make his way into the winding streets, what do you look like?
Quintarius has a very thick handlebar mustache, but like the ones the biker had.
Perfect. And where is the mustache? Is it
at the end of the trunk?
Okay. I think everyone at home was dying to know where that mustache ended up.
Oh, it's going at the end of the trunk.
Unbelievable. All right. So you see this follower from the temple. He makes his way to the market. You can see Gord is like,
there's our quarry, boys. He's taking the robes that we're going to need for our expert infiltration. It's time to do a little bit of tailing. We'll follow him to find out where they're laundering their dirty laundry. And then all we gotta do is sneak in and take a couple robes for ourselves. They'll never know anything wiser. Simple, easy mission. Right?
You sure?
That sounds good, right? I said it, and then I'm... Are you guys as confident as me? Because I feel like maybe, you know, it's a good plan, right? What do you guys think? Now I'm not so confident.
Are we going to wait for them to wash it so we all wear dirty clothes, or...?
Of course, of course.
Oh, okay. Then it sounds good.
Yeah, I don't want Krizik stink all over my feathers.
We sure these are going to fit?
I was about to bring that up. Quintarius and Gamblecles, you are quite large. Hopefully, rippling, but hopefully there are some members of Krizik's faith that is equally broad and tall.
Man, worst case, but we just steal extras and we sew them together.
Yeah, of course.
I have great hands. I could sew everything for you guys.
Perfect.
Yeah, Seth's got us.
Excellent. Oh, shit, I think that guy got away. Fuck. Can you guys make perception or investigation checks? As this priest seems to kind of disappear into the crowd, pushing their way to the market square.
Would you say the bag of dirty laundry has a funk that I could track?
Like, oh. Good thing.
There's a definite funk.
Would I be able to sniff it out?
Yeah, can he take his trunk to the streets?
You have some advantage there, my Loxodon friend. Go ahead, roll that perception check one more time.
A 6.
Okay.
I got a 13.
Here, I'll roll a real quick perception check for Gort.
I got an 8.
Guys, there's a hot dog stand around the corner.
Nice.
We got an 18. He's like, Gleesis, you'll have to wait, Quintorius. He's getting away. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Can I get some survival checks as you guys chase after this priest into the market square?
So 15?
That's a solid 4.
Great. Love that.
Which one comes first?
Oh, that's a nat 20 from Quintorius. Yeah. Quintorius, I think what's really happening here is, like, the streets are very busy. You can see that this, like, outdoor marketplace that is below the floating spires of the Wizard City, here's where, like, most wizards come to get all of the many, many components needed for their spellcraft. And I'll say, with a nat 20, this crowd of wizard nerds clear out of the way when an elephant man is stomping down the street.
Out of the way, you nerds! Quintarius!
Can I get a quick athletics check with advantage just for funsies?
All right, 15.
With a 15, there's a guy that's like, I'm actually looking for some honey wax to... And then you, like, as he's like trying to talk to a shopkeep, you just pop his head out of the way. Just a hard elbow to his ribs.
As I elbow, can I try and loot his pocket?
Yeah, sure. Like, give me a sleight of hand check.
He can't stop.
I can't stop stealing. It's a problem, guys.
27.
Okay. Roll a D100 for me.
33.
Let's see. I got a couple of fun tables I got pulled up.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Let me see which one.
Anticipation of me stealing.
You know what? I think this is going to be the one. You can add a potion of diminution. I think this is the potion that makes you tiny. I'm pretty sure. Let me just double check real quick. Yeah, this is a spell to make you much, much smaller. You can see that this, like tall, gangly wizard was definitely, like, uncomfortable being the tallest one in his, like, classes in the wizard college. So he was maybe getting this spell to kind of shrink him a bit so he doesn't really kind of take up much attention. But you guys run through the streets trying to find where this cleric may have gone. Can I get some perception checks from the gang as you guys make your way into this, like, busy wizard market?
9, 9, 11.
Okay.
Never forget.
Solid. Okay. So, no. All right. So, with 11, let me just kind of paint the scene for you. You are in Bodkali's Wizard Market. So, it is quite dusty and sunny here. You can tell that one thing you would definitely notice is that a lot of the drow wizards in this city, because of their aversion to the sun, a lot of these drow wizards do kind of float through the streets holding these, like, long kind of gothic-style umbrellas to keep the sun away. You can tell that sunblock is probably not going to do the trick for a drow up here. But it's quite fashionable for the drow to wear sort of these, like, long robes and veils to kind of cover up their skin from the hot sun of the Magrian Desert. I will say that there's, like, busy stalls where you can see those, like, dwarves hawking their wares to passing wizards. You can see lots of wizard students kind of going from stall to stall. You know, there's, like, ink bottles for sale. You can see there's, like, a whole shop of wizard quills where, like, wizards can choose from, like, various fine feathers. But you also notice that Bodkali is an incredibly diverse city. There are every race in Aeon is basically represented in this wizard city. The nobles from every region send their children to become fine practitioners of magic. But with those kind of lower end perception scores, you think you may have lost your mark. And you're getting a little kind of mixed up on these kind of winding streets, trying to find where this cleric may have gone. Can I get another round of survival checks, I suppose?
Should I roll these normal, or am I still using my keen smell?
If you want to make a perception check instead of a survival check to try to sniff out some, like, a dirty pit, perhaps, okay. Go ahead and do that.
That's 11.
Okay.
So 15 survival.
7.
Perfect. Okay, so I think with 11 perception, BO abounds in this wizard market.
God, they don't even know how to shower here. What the hell's wrong with them? You'd think these nerds would stay clean.
And I think, Gamble Cleese, you're getting kind of... You're just so distracted because so many of these nerds, you can just hear the gold in their pockets as they're going from stall to stall purchasing supplies.
Oh, yeah.
And I think... But Seth, as you're kind of a little bit more familiar sort of scouting out... you are a scout rogue. Kind of like getting a lay of the land and figuring out your bearings is sort of your specialty. So go ahead, Seth, make a perception or investigation check with advantage as you kind of like lead the gang kind of away from the main brunt of the crowd down some of these like smaller streets. You can kind of get a better look.
17 investigation.
Perfect. I think what you realize is that if you want to get a better look at the crowd, you're probably going to want to, like, maybe get up a little bit higher and maybe kind of get on top of one of these wizard shops. So give me a acrobatics check, if you wouldn't mind.
And this will be at disadvantage.
Can I heave him?
Yeah, the armor's pretty heavy.
Yeah, can we just heave him up?
Yeah, if you guys want to give him help action, you can roll it straight.
Okay. Hell yeah. All right, 10 fingers, let's go.
Well, 23.
Oh.
Yeah, just... Describe how you weirdly are, like, parkour up the side of this building in this alley to kind of get a better view.
Honestly, I think what happens is Seth crouches down like he's going to try and, like, jump really high, and both Gamble Cleese and Quintaris both realize, I'm not going to make it. So right as I jump up, they just put, like, a hand right on my ass and just throw me up the rest of the way.
Perfect. They both kind of heave you up, and as you get on top, kind of climbing on top of this tile roof, you kind of stand up and look down into the crowd, and you can just make out the tail end of a blue robe going into a shop at the end of an alley.
I try and signal them without saying words. I'm just using random hand signals, and I don't know if they can tell what I'm motioning to, but it's basically point to them, point to my eyes, and then I'm pointing in the direction of where he went.
Can I get intelligence saving throws from Gamblecles and Quintorius?
Nice. 17.
17 as well.
Yeah. You can see Gort's like, what's he saying? I don't speak Dwarvish. He's doing lots of hand signs. Are you guys getting this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I took that sign language class.
Oh, you went to that too?
Yeah, it was free, right? You can't just say no to that.
That's what I'm saying.
Everyone learned sign language but me? That feels mean. When was this?
There was a class like a month ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Part of the before we became friends. Well, I feel left out now.
It was
okay,
part of the rogues,
good.
You know, guild, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to be stealthy. You gotta be able to communicate without words.
I kind of figured thieves' cat was, like, enough, but...
That's writing, you idiot.
I'm okay, but shut up.
What about a situation like this?
That's me, Gort. What? You got him, Gort.
I jump right off towards Gort, like, in a body splash type of way.
Gort is going to take a D6 as you just fucking powerbomb him. God, you're heavy.
Isn't he covered in, like, lead?
Oh, yeah. I got full plate on.
My dwarfs are so dense. Oh.
Thanks for breaking my fall there, Gort.
Anytime, bud. Any old time. Anytime. Okay, let's get this show on the road. Where'd that bastard go? All right. Can I get another round of stealth checks as you guys sneak up on, it looks like, the store that this Krizik worshiper made his way into?
11.
23.
Oh, wait, I'm going to guidance this.
14.
Make that 14.
Okay, you guys are above a 13, so you guys can describe to me what kind of cool, sneaky moves you do as you make your way up the alleyway.
I'm going to Mr. Burns my arms and then tippy toe. Tick, 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 tick.
Perfect.
I'm basically barrel rolling from one side to the other, like trying to hide behind boxes and stuff.
I'm up against the wall, just inching further up the alley.
You see, Gort got a 25, so he's just made it to the rooftops, and he's just darting back and forth for no reason.
You'll never find me.
It's almost like he's trying to prove something.
Yeah. Weird.
Phantom.
Wow.
Okay. Right, cool. Enough showing off. Okay, sorry. You all are standing in front of this strange arcane laundromat. Can I get a perception check?
Would I still have the advantage, or since they're clean now, I won't?
I think we'll flatten you out. Regular roll for you there, bud.
13.
I got an 8 perception.
Okay.
That's a 6.
And a 12, or 13 from Gamblecles.
Yeah.
So, you guys know this is the place you went into, but you all look up. And there's like a dingy, flashing neon sign above this laundromat. This place is called Hot Loads. It's spelt H-A-W-T, which you assume is the owner of this place. But it's got a sketchy look to it, to say the least. It's this kind of old, almost like an orange brick building. There's like steam pouring out of the windows on the side of the building.
That's definitely not venting correctly.
This is a steaming place. The windows are kind of fogged in front. There's a front door you can make your way in through, and you do see that there is a side entrance into what seems to be sort of like the... like a laundromat, you can... I'm going to kind of go into my own mental visual of all the...
laundromats I spent in as a child, but there's like a laundromat where you can go and do your own laundry, and there's a laundromat where you go and have your laundry done. You can see that one part of this building, the side building, is where you can go have go do your laundry yourself, and if you go into this front door, you can make your way up to the counter where you could have your laundry done. With those perception checks, it's so steamy on the windows, you can't really see inside to the front entrance just yet, but the world is your oyster, boys. What would you like to do?
I'd like to just do a quick glance around the exterior of the building for any thieves can't.
Sure. Give me an investigation check.
6.
You actually don't notice any thieves can't around this laundromat. And Gort's like, yeah, none of the other rogues in the city had anything to say about this place. I wasn't shy. I thought, you know, maybe they were laundering like money or other cool stuff, but I think this is literally where people launder clothes. So, you know.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the play here? Do we go in like we're casual customers on the side, or do we head into the front entrance and kind of see who runs this shop?
We should probably split up.
Oh, good plan, good plan. Okay, which of us should be the face, the one charming the owner?
Huh.
I mean, obviously.
It's gotta be you, right?
Yeah, of course. I am the leader, of course, so... Okay, yes, all right, perfect. I will go and talk to the purveyor, and maybe I can distract them. You guys kind of go in and get a lay of the land here, and we'll split up. All right, team, hands in. And he puts his little wing in the middle.
Gort, if you're walking in through there, shouldn't you have, like, a bag of laundry to make it believable?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I hadn't thought of that. Good plan. Okay.
We gotta acquire some laundry now.
Hold on. I'm gonna reach into my bag of tricks and toss my fuzzball for the day, which is gonna be... Tink, tink, tink. Oh, let's go! Giant elk, baby!
A giant elk?
Yup.
That's so big. What the fuck?
Be happy it wasn't the dire wolf.
That's not what you want for a heist.
That's what you think. That's our getaway elk.
Getaway elk.
All anyways, right. So now that my bag of tricks is empty, I'm going to give it a Gort to use as the laundry bag.
Perfect. A writhing bag.
Yep.
That'll trick him.
Yep, I'm going to need that back, brother.
All right. Now I need to find clothes to put in this thing.
What the hell are we calling this elk? Elaine, wait outside and... be ready. And I'm going to wink. I'm going to lift up my douchebag shades and wink, wink, wink.
I don't know what an elk sounds like. I'm sorry. I'm also sick.
That's 100% elk noises.
Okay. I thought I was pretty close. Can I get just like a perception check on the alley?
Nice 11.
Humble 10.
What's guidance this? 7.
All right. With an 11, Seth... you do see that in this alleyway that kind of leads down to this laundromat, there are clothes on a clothesline above you, kind of strung between two buildings. It looks like from this, it looks dwarvish. They look like they'd fit you probably. But it's mostly like women's dresses and some underwear, some like bloomers. Definitely a wide dwarven woman's clothes, if that makes sense.
Can I shoot an arrow and try and knock the stuff down so we can throw it in the bag?
Yeah, make an attack roll for funsies.
The dirty 20.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, you take your short bow out, you snip the line with the arrow, and the clothes fall down to the street. Gord's like, perfect! God, Seth, you're really coming to play on this one. Love it. He runs over, grabs a bunch of these clothes and stuffs them into a bag. Okay. All right. I will make my way inside. You guys go around. Excellent. And Elaine, you wait here, you beautiful steed. We will be out shortly with a prize. Okay. So you guys go around the other side of the building, make your way into the side entrance. Let's get some perception checks on the room, if you wouldn't mind.
So 17.
23.
That's a 5.
Hey. 23. Damocles, you're like on it. You guys make your way as non-suspiciously as possible into the side of the laundromat. And as you enter, you can see you're in like a large tiled room. There are on either side of the room, there are these large like barrels of water. Each barrel of the water has these like big paddles inside. There's small dispensers where you can buy soap for 1 silver. And there's like the apparatus to like beat and like clean your clothes before you dip them into these tubs. That's what you're seeing on this side. And I'll say, you also look across the room and you can see that Gort has made his way inside. Hello! I am a I have laundry that needs to be done. He is nervously talking to a very large, strange creature. This is clearly hot, but what you're seeing is this strange, tall, sort of amphibious-looking creature. Long, strange nose kind of dangling off of a almost fish-like face. They have like, they almost have like a balding-looking bulbous head and this sort of like fin-like apparatus. It almost has the appearance of hair coming, kind of cascading down. This creature has sort of a bulbous stomach that is kind of just kind of resting on this like wooden counter. Can I get some history checks real quick if you guys wouldn't mind?
So we can see this from the other room?
Yeah, it's hard to miss.
It's a 1.
Dirty 20.
It's a 4.
Okay. Seth and Quintorius, you have never seen anything like this. It's horrible looking. It's rubbery and sort of just like distended almost in places. This is not an attractive looking creature. But Gamblecles, you know this is a scrag. It's sort of like a marine cousin to the troll. They're definitely like a water-based sort of creature, but it seems that this large greater scrag is hot. And Gord is making a terrible impression. I will also say what you notice is there is a Krizik cleric that is waiting on a wooden bench in the front, seem to be waiting for their laundry to be done so they can bring it back to the temple. And with that very high perception roll, you can hear that they're kind of humming to themselves, kind of like singing a little song as they wait.
The clouds wide open.
It's horrible. It's just bad. You can see the this scrag hands like a big dirty pile of laundry and kind of pushes it into a sack and hands it over to a dwarven mage who throws it over his shoulder and takes it out back, making his way into the kind of the more industrial part of this laundromat. What would you guys like to do?
So we witnessed him, the transaction between him and the dwarf, bringing it out back.
Yeah, you can see that this dwarf is, you can see that like as Hot was kind of pushing all of these like filthy robes into this this bag for this dwarven mage, you can definitely tell those are Krizik priestly robes. And the dwarf seems to be making his way out back. But yeah, the rest, you're kind of in the sort of do-it-yourself laundry section here. Gort's like, so when'd you get into the business? Hot.
I'm gonna
just trying to make conversation. It's just not going well.
I'm going to the soap dispenser and I'm gonna make a ruckus.
Hey, how would you like to make a ruckus?
Is this like a vending machine type of situation?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's kind of this like weird steampunk arcane sort of vending machine.
All right, well,
there's different soaps you can choose.
Well, I just put my dollar in and my Snickers bar didn't fall, so I'm doing that thing where I'm shaking it violently.
Gonna wait by the
this piece of shit machine took my silver. I got loads hot. I got hot loads that need done.
You see this big troll-like creature gets up from behind the desk.
God damn it!
Makes his way over to this area.
They took my money.
He passes by me. I want to try.
What kind of operation are you running here? Sorry.
He's just really upset. This God, you break the mechanism. Quintorius, go ahead and make a sleight of hand check for me.
Oh boy! Hopefully, I don't fumble the bag. It's 14.
Okay, let's roll a wisdom check here. The Scrag.
How wise could he be?
That's an 11. Go ahead and roll on that D100 table again.
Hopefully I get his keys. It's a 4.
Okay, a 4.
On the D100?
That's like pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you real quick kind of like make a little play for the pocket. Scrag is disgusting, so you put your hand in. Number one, pocket wet. And you pull your hand out real quick, and you kind of feel in your hand this like kind of soft thing. You open it up, and you're just holding a hard boiled egg.
What? Well, it's mine now, I guess. I put it in my pocket.
He just stole a snack, really.
I got his pocket eggs.
Hey, you gotta break the soap machine, okay?
It took my silver. I got loads here.
I guess I can open it up for you. What sense did you want?
Manure, obviously. I'm a cow.
Manure? I don't have manure. Most of what I do is getting manure out.
I'm a goddamn minotaur. I love that stuff. What do you got, though? Otherwise, what do you got?
Pine. This one's just no scent, which is surprisingly hard to get right. I have fresh linen. Jasmine.
And this strange troll is like kind of going through the vending machine, kind of picking at all of these weird little bars of soap. Seth, what are you getting yourself into over there as you're watching Gamblecleave sort of distract the strange beast in front of you?
So I want to to basically get over to here and try and signal Gort to distract this guy so I can try and go through the door over here.
Perfect. Okay, I gotcha. Alright, so go ahead and let's call it like a sleight of hand check to do some cool hand signs over to Gort.
Alright, these are a disadvantage. 13.
You're kind of pointing at the guy, pointing at Gort. He's like, what?
So, hello, old chap. I see you also have dirtied your underwear.
I mean, not just that. No, I mean, the normal amount. I'm just here to get the laundry done. I'm trying to have my alone time so I can pray, so if you could not...
Well, that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. I've lived a life of crime, and I'm thinking about converting to Krizik. I was wondering if maybe you could tell me all about that horny freak. Well, he's not a horny freak. He has horns. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. We should actually, you know, it's getting a little steamy in here. Maybe we could go outside and look at the sky, which is where Krizik lives, I hear.
He does live in the sky. I suppose we could kind of take a...
Listen, I think I'm in love with you. Should we kiss?
No, let's just go outside. He leads Gort outside. Gort got a 6 on his deception, which was where that can we kiss comment just came from. as they walk outside, he's like, is that an elk? They're not native to this climate. You kind of hear Gort is sort of trying to distract this Krizik worshiper. Seth, the coast is kind of clear now, though. And Quintorius, I think you will also notice that Seth seems like he's going to the entrance to the back room. If you want to make a stealth check, Quintorius, go for it.
I'm going in. 17, baby.
Yeah, with a 17, you sort of slip off and make your way over to Seth as well. Gamblecleave, can I just get a quick deception check from you real quick?
Yeah. 22.
with a 22. You can see that not only does Hot believe you, but because you've asked them like what kind of soap they have, they've gone on a like Bubba Gump style rant while they look through the vending machine, giving you all the different soaps. Roll a D6 for me.
Four?
You probably have a good clean 4 hours before they realize that you're not even in the room with them paying attention to them while they list off different soaps and go through the vending machine. You don't even need to make a stealth check. You can just walk away from this person.
I am going to do a quick sleight of hand.
Of course.
17. I want one of those no scent soaps.
Yeah. He's like, spruce!
There's olives, which, you know, you don't think of as a sedge, but people like it.
And you just kind of grab a quick bar of soap and just walk away from Hot as they're looking through the soap dispenser. The three of you are clear to make your way out back, but you do notice that as you go up to this door, it does seem to be locked. Are any of you, I mean, you're all rogues. You all have thieves tools. Who would like to make a sleight of hand to pick the lock on this door?
Seth puts his hand up. I got this, guys.
I'm going to do it. Okay. Disadvantage, Dan.
No, I think I... Let him have it. I believe in him.
13.
Okay. It's kind of going a little slow here. You get 4 hours probably with that guy, but you don't know how long you get with Gort. So you're really kind of working it here, trying to get this door open.
I
think it's one of those newfangled locks. I haven't practiced with them yet, so someone else might want to step in.
Alright, I got it.
Whew, now that's a rogue.
With a 27, you can see, Antorius, your elephant trunk nimbly takes out your, like, pristine thieves tools. You perfectly place a lockpick inside this lock, twist with this, like, real delicate precision as the door quietly swings open. With a 27 sleight of hand to open that door, I'm now going to give you all advantage on your stealth check to sneak in. That just means it's straight for you, unfortunately, Seth, but for the other two, you guys do advantage.
That just looks at Quintorius. If I had a nose that big, I could do the same thing.
Jeez, what's stopping you then? Just get one.
I don't think that's how it works, brother.
Well, I mean, we stole the mustaches. Maybe I steal someone's nose.
Yeah, you could totally steal someone's nose.
All right, well, now we're talking. Anyways, I got a 27 on my stealth check.
Yeah, I see that nat 20.
On a 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
16. Okay. With a nat 20, Gamble, please.
I'm going to take the lead.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best play. You guys move into the back room here. Make your way by a couple of shelves full of like different just like various like soaps and perfumes. There's barrels full of spices and herbs that I use to like make all of these fancy soaps. You guys are kind of hiding here. You can see that this dwarven mage, he's kind of like taken all of these robes out and kind of laid them out on the ground. Can I get some perception checks? And Quintorius, you can actually make them with advantage.
Nat 20.
5.
Nat 20.
Seth, you're facing the wrong direction. You're kind of, you're just like not really looking at the right area. You kind of got like really distracted in one of the, on one of the shelves, there's like, you can tell the dwarven mage left behind like just like a dwarven version of Maxim is basically like on the shelf.
Nice.
And you know you're supposed to be locked in right now, but man, there's a lot of little thick dwarves in this thing as you got a real quick scroll through.
Just roll that up and put it in my pocket. Just I'm going to take that for later.
I'm really going to be like showing my age here, but imagine if you would like the Jessica Simpson Maxim cover, but a dwarf. That's kind of the vibe we have on this magazine right now. But we got two nat 20s, which is fucking crazy. So I'm going to give a little bit of fun, some fun stuff that I think might connect to the main campaign. And I wasn't really planning on doing it just yet, but all right, this is cool. So this dwarven mage, who clearly seems to be some kind of laundry mage, he's has a lot of like, you can tell he's using like steam and water power to kind of like move some of these like he has like sort of vials of water he's kind of splashing on the ground to kind of clean away some of the like
as he takes the clothes out, there's sort of this like first kind of like deluge of refuse, and he's kind of trying to like water that away. With the two nat 20s, I'm going to tell you a couple things. With the nat 20 from Gamblecles, you can see at the back of the room, there are these massive vats of water that are clearly where they do like bulk laundry orders. Four of them to be specific, and they're each on these raised platforms. It seems that each of these tubs sort of is a different step in the like cleaning process that this mage does. I want you at home to think of a very Spirited Away style sort of bathhouse kind of vibe in here. There are these like giant like circular wooden tubs that are just full of like rushing water from these big brass spigots into these tubs. And at the first ring of it, you can see there is this like large kind of dirty, almost like mud-like construct that is taking like the filthiest batch of clothes and sort of pushing them into this vat of water and stirring them around. Then you can see that like floating between these large tubs of water are these little mephits. The mephit closest to this big sort of mud construct is grabbing the like the filthy clothes and pulling them out after they've been rinsed over to his big tub. This mephit is covered in muck and mire just as much. The third tub, the one to his left, seems to be unmanned at the moment. In the final tub, you can see there is a steam mephit that is spraying steam onto the like the final batch of clothes to really like get the last layer of clean in there. But what I will say for the nat 20 from Quintorius, what you pick up immediately is there is a strong smell of iron in the air. And even you can tell the dwarven mage as he kind of threw all the clothes on the ground, he kind of like puts his hand over his face. He's like, oh, that's a lot of blood. And with a nat 20, I will let you know, all of these robes are caked in Firbolg blood. You've like spent some time with Firbolgs. You know, they live in the Mist Glens. They're like a real kind people. They worship the god of nature, Maelor. But it seems that these Krizik's followers must have had some kind of run-in with them because all of these robes are caked in their blood. It seems that that's what they're having washed here. But as the dwarf is kind of rinsing off just kind of the first like brush of blood here, he calls over to his big mud construct, who comes down, picks up all the clothes into his big arms, and makes his way over to his vat. And then you can see that the dwarven mage is kind of like, well, I've done enough. Time for a smoke. And he makes his way through like another row of all of these like now cleaned clothes. They're hanging up to dry. Makes his way out through a side door. And with a nat 20, I'll say you guys can just notice as the door swings shut, he casts a little bit of flame in his hand as to prestidigitate a little light for his cigarette. He's outside on a smoke break right now. What would you guys like to do? It seems that that mud construct has brought all of these robes over to his vat and has thrown them all in there, and he's got a big oar. He's starting to push around all these clothes to kind of get the first like wash of blood off of them.
Do we have any idea how the like time frame for a wash job of this size?
Make some insight checks if you guys wouldn't mind.
I mean, since homeboy was sitting in the lobby waiting, it can't be all day, right?
Yeah.
It's a 3.
A 9.
Dirty 20.
Gamblecles, you remember when you came in, there was a sign on the door that said 10 minutes or less. So,
damn.
You know that it's a pretty quick job here.
Okay.
But you don't know if 10 minutes will be enough time for a dwarf to smoke a cigarette and to see how long Gort can keep that Krizik follower distracted.
All right, guys, I'm on this. You just stake out the laundry operation. I'll be right back. I'm going to head out the side door.
I think I have an emergency in case we need to stall. I got these beans.
Beans? I'm just going to go...
Oh, yeah.
This guy's smoking a butt in the alley. He definitely wants to gamble. I'm just going to go take his money real quick.
Oh, okay.
That okay?
Yeah, no, they do that.
Yeah, go take all his money.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm gonna burst through the door. No, go ahead.
Okay, so you're gonna burst through the door from the where he just came out of?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. Gamacles, you've go down this like hallway of clean clothes that are sort of hung up, and you go out the door that this dwarven mage just left from.
I'm holding my bar of soap, by the way.
Okay.
Huffing it.
Hey, Ork.
Huffing.
Ork, can I help you?
Yeah, how the hell do you guys make this no-scent soap? It's amazing.
Why did you just... actually, the...
Oh, yeah.
No-scent soap was kind of difficult. I don't really get into it all the time. It's kind of a trade secret.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you could be persuaded to let me know. Would a game a chance, perhaps?
Man.
I'm gonna jingle my dice.
I've been known to roll the bones, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, you're familiar with Minotaur games, then?
I've played a bit of Minotaur games.
Oh, you want to toss them, brother?
Let's do this.
All right. I knew I liked this guy. All right. I'm going to toss him.
I got a 5 from my ring mage here.
Oh, boy. Well, you beat me this time, brother.
It's probably for the best. You don't know about the soap. It's very, very complicated.
It seems it. Hot was just telling me all these different soaps you got. It's amazing the kind of work you put in.
Well, these two are having this little conversation out in the alley. Quintorius and Seth, what are you two up to hiding inside the laundromat as these clothes are being cleaned up top?
You said one of the vats is unmanned?
It looks to be, yeah, the third vat. It seems to be that there's no one on that one. It just seems to be this like kind of like roiling water.
Seth?
What's up?
You think that one needs to be manned in order for the washing to go faster?
I mean, the other ones have somebody, so I would assume that one should too.
Okay, I think I got an idea.
I'm going to slowly walk up, but as I go up, I want to see if I could steal other people's clothes that look fancier than mine. So can I do like a perception check for fancier clothing?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
I don't care
check.
If it's all part of the same set. You can mix and match.
Perfect.
That's a 15.
Okay, 15. You find a long, flowing jacket. It kind of has like a cheetah print pattern.
Oh.
It's pretty nice. It's a little tight, but just a hair. But with like a little bit of work, it could definitely be brought to fit your broad shoulders easily.
All right, perfect. I'm going to save this for later. I'm going to act like I work here. Here I go. Hey, guys, I'm the new hire. I'm here to work vat number 3 and or 2, depending on how you read your vats.
You can see the mud construct looks up at you. It's like, and just kind of waves. See, the mud method is kind of eyeing you a little bit, and the steam method turns around and kind of. They look a little untrustworthy, but give me a deception or persuasion check if you wouldn't mind, Quintorius.
Ken?
See, the steam method's like,
fine. But that 3 could be a little tricky.
Really? They kind of just brought me on last minute.
Writing isn't that good here.
Oh, boy.
So as you go up there, you can see the mud method grabs a bunch of those robes from his vat and kind of with his, like, sticky wings, he flaps over to the vat and pours them into this, like, roiling water.
Good luck!
And slides
Thanks.
Back.
You're so kind.
Can I get... let's call this, like, either a sleight of hand or athletics check to start using the vat.
Oh, well, thank you for the option. It's a 29 sleight of hand.
Okay. The big paddle that you kind of see that is kind of, like, rested here, it's not actually super hard to handle. It's kind of, like, locked into this sort of, like... ring that is sort of set in the center of this big wooden sort of bathtub almost. So you kind of, it kind of helps guide you as you stir this big roiling water. But as you're kind of like tugging away at this water, trying to get
this like laundry to move in a pattern. Something in the water is sort of fighting you, but you can't see anything. It's like invisible. Yeah. Can I get an Arcana check?
Oh boy, that's a 4. Man, this is a tough water.
Yeah. Sometimes water is tough, you know, like water does. And as you're like leaning down to look at it, the water quickly takes the form of this weird snake and goes to wrap around you to pull you in, but misses on a 10.
Still down there, Buster.
You can see the Mephits all start laughing as this roiling wet creature comes up out of the tub. Seth, you look over as Quintorius is like being attacked by this strange water weird.
Well, I think it's time for me to hide a little bit better. And I'm going to try and hide.
Give me a stealth check at disadvantage.
It's a nat 20 and a nat 1, so it's the nat 1.
Okay.
God damn it.
Did he get advantage because we Mark and I nat 20'd in, or was that just for entering?
Not just for entering. You can see Seth is leaning out from behind this shelf, super visible. You don't even, it doesn't even look like he's trying to hide. He's just leaning out.
I'm still looking at the magazine while like acting like trying to like, you know, sidle up to the like shelves here, just kind of not even paying attention. Like, oh, I should hide. That thing looks bad.
I will say, because of cunning action, that's your bonus action. Anything you'd like to do with your action, Seth, before we kind of get into not even really initiative here. This is more of a like skill challenge episode, but what would you like to do with your action?
I'm gonna try and grab the closest clean laundry, and that looks kind of like a suit, or at least a suit jacket, so I can try and act like I'm the manager, the new manager.
So you grab like it looks like almost like a jacket like a wizard would wear to like a fancy ball or a gala. It's like a fine cut tailored suit for like an abjure dwarf, like nice blue with like emblazoned gold trim. Very, very fancy. You throw it over your, and then you kind of walk into the room as this like giant roiling water snake is like attacking Quintorius as he's kind of fighting it off with an oar.
Guys, can we get that thing to calm down? Hot hired me to just make sure this runs some more smoothly, and that's not smooth. We get deception to get these things out in 10 minutes.
Deception check from Seth. And Quintorius, what would you like? What are you doing with the giant water weird as Seth is attempting to smooth over the situation?
I'm batting it down. I'm like,
all right, come on, let's get to washing here. Come on. Settle down there, Buster. We got a job to do.
18 deception.
I guess the animal handling.
See, the Mephits are like, sorry, boss, or the big mud elemental. It like lumbers over to try to help Quintorius. Quintorius, yeah, give me an animal handling check, and I'll give you advantage as this large mud construct grabs another oar and it started to like poke the thing back into the water with you.
13.
Thanks, big man.
It's a hard gig. Nobody wants to work vat 3.
I can see why. This guy's so grumpy.
And you can see with his help, the Mephits are no help. They're just like just cackling as you're doing your best to just fight this strange creature back in. And right as this like water snake dives at you, Quintorius, you bop it on the nose and it kind of sinks back into this vat.
Yeah, you settle down there, Buster, all right? We got a job. We got to do it.
A first day.
The mud construct makes his way back over to his vat. Quintorius, can I get a perception check as you're standing up on this these little wooden steps looking down into the vat?
Ooh, 17.
It appears that like all of the like fighting with this water creature, it kind of beat the hell out of the clothes, but it got all the dirt out. The clothes look pretty clean now. You look down and there's a bunch of these robes of kind of, all the blood is finally gone. All the dirt and dust from the desert sand has been kind of washed away. All they need now is a steam clean.
Oh my god, here you go, big man.
As I hand it over to the steam
Mephit flaps over to you. Can I get one more deception check? Is the method is starting to get... Things are seem a little off here.
11.
With a 7, you can see the method's like...
Nah. You better not get employee of the month over me. I've been working here for a whole week.
Don't worry, I'm about to take my cigarette break.
As you hold up these robes, he is going to use his steam breath. Can I get a real quick DC 10 dexterity saving throw?
Net 20.
Yeah, you hold them up out of the way as he breathes his steam, perfectly putting the final touch on all of these robes. You guys have the robes now. They are still soaking wet, but they're clean, and a couple of these look like they might fit. We cut real quick now out back to Gamblecles. Gamblecles, you and this dwarven mage have been going round for round. Roll 3d6. Roll them separate, though.
A 1, a 6, okay, and a 2.
A 6, a 2.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Gamblecles, how much money do you have?
Not as much now. $17.50.
All right. We'll knock you down to... You've lost about 10 gold gambling back here with this dwarven mage. He's like a natural, and he's like, listen.
You know what it is.
Mysteries of soap. It'll get in your mind. It'll ruin your life. You don't want this, Minotaur.
Man, I just don't understand how you make something with no scent. But you know, you're cleaning me out here, so I'm gonna have to call this one. We gotta get back to work in there, right?
Yeah, we've gotta get back to work in there. Give me a quick deception check of advantage.
Dirty 20.
He's like so confident from winning, and he feels so like you guys have gotten along so great, he doesn't even realize you don't work there. As the two of you walk back into the laundromat.
Can I stop him real quick before he sees anything? Right in the doorway?
Yep.
By the way, I should probably properly introduce myself. Gunch Fundersloot, I'm the new delivery boy. I'm gonna shake his hand.
Fundersloot, I feel like we're gonna have a great friendship over the coming years.
We're gonna be rolling these bones a lot. I'm winning that money back, brother. Don't you worry.
you crazy bastard. All right. Well, it has been a real pleasure.
All right, so do you got that Krizik guy's clothes? I gotta bring him out to him. We were out there for a while, ripping butts and rolling dice, so.
He turns around. Notorious and Seth, you're both standing there holding a bunch of wet clothes. Who the hell are you guys?
Oh, they came in with me. Hodge just hired a bunch of us. He said he was working you too hard.
Name's Philp. I'm the new co-manager here. Hodge just hired me.
Uh-huh. And who's the elephant man?
He's working Vat 3. Do you see? He's at Vat 3. Come on. I thought you were supposed to be real good. Hod told me good things about you.
I need a group deception check against this mage.
15.
9.
Okay, so your cover is clearly about to be blown.
You and me?
I need you all to make a real quick perception or investigation check.
4.
14 perception?
That one investigation.
What happens very quickly, very chaotically. As this dwarven mage is staring down Quintarius and Seth, trying to figure out who the hell they really are, and now he's become suspicious of his best friend Gamblecles. Was your name?
Gunch Fundersloot.
Funder, whatever.
Fundersloot.
Okay, Fundersloot. As there's this like tense moment where everyone's staring at each other, Gort smashes through a window riding a giant elk, screaming, "The final phase! Let's do this, boys!" He charges through. He's knocking over tons of laundry. Like, bags of, like, skirts and dress shirts are going flying as a giant elk is kicking through. There's, like, soap barrels that are on the floor. The Mephits are freaking out, cackling. All of you need to either make a... let's call this, like, an acrobatics check, if you guys wouldn't mind.
An 8.
A net 20, baby.
21.
Okay. We are going to end tonight's session with Gort on the back of a lane, charging through the alleys of Bodkali. Gamblecles, you were like behind Gort, holding him like on a back of like a romance novel. Your horns are glistening in the sun as you're like doing like a woo-hoo. You can see that Quintarius, despite his size, is on the back of Elaine riding her like a skateboard. And you can just make out that Seth is being dragged behind. He's like, his leg is somehow tied to something on Elaine as he's getting
the laundry bag
between the different walls of the alley. Yeah, the laundry bag, which is dragging through the streets. Phase three is complete. You have acquired the robes. And with robes and mustaches now in hand, we will catch you all next week for the final episode of Gort's Master Plan. Keep it dicey, folks.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.